Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series, Believe God's Word When You Pray. You are studying Lesson 2. Don't just pray, expect results. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it. We pray for results. We expect God to hear. We expect the answers to come. We expect things to be changed. We're not praying because we're religious. We pray because we're co-laborers with God, and we're God's voice in the earth, and Jesus is our voice in heaven. And heaven and earth comes together in our prayer lives. Praise God. Andrew Murray, one of the greatest writers of the gospel, one of the greatest preachers of the gospel, a great man of faith, and he wrote and said, God rules the earth through the prayers of His people. And he went ahead to talk about the fact that, you know, there's not much going to happen in this earth unless God's people pray. And that's a vital truth. Now, yesterday, we had a good time taking a good look at ourselves and in some cases, a good laugh at ourselves, and in some cases, a good cry about what we've been doing, about falling over into religious form and ideas and think you're not praying unless you're speaking Elizabethan English, or you're not being heard from God unless you're bawling, squalling about something, or, you know, and that kind of thing. But that the Word of God is what brings results. And we pray for our preachers and we pray for our government and so forth and so on. Today, I want us to look into the 5th chapter of the book of James. We're going to talk about a specific kind of prayer that we have said very little about in this study. Now, I brought it up at this point because we have said things about it and referred to it when we talked about and studied faith, when we talked about and studied righteousness and the name of Jesus. It's always going to come up. It's called the prayer of faith. Father, we ask Your anointing on this broadcast today in the name of Jesus. We thank You for it. We pray in that name, and because of the name of Jesus, we expect the results. Amen. James chapter 5, and let's look at let's start with verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Now, we use the word afflicted a lot of times for sickness or disease or a crippling effect of an accident or something like that. And it can be used like that, particularly the English word. But the Greek word here translated afflicted, and its primary point of this verse of Scripture is not referring so much to sickness and disease as it is pressure, trouble. There's been times that I'm telling you the pressure has been on and trouble come down on you. I mean, just feel like somebody just pulled a dark black sack down over your head. And it just, boy, the pressure just almost unbearable. And this is what he's talking about here. Trouble. Just all kinds of, boy, marital troubles and trouble at home and trouble in business and trouble financially and trouble in the ministry. Or maybe a time when you're just troubled in your spirit, man, and you just something wrong and you don't know what. I feel like I'm out of the will of God. And all of that is included in this area of afflicted. It comes under testings and trials and temptations. Now, go back over here to the first chapter of James and remember that James has already said something about that when he said, my brethren, Count it all joy when you fall into different kinds of temptations, testings, or trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, it didn't, now listen, the trying of your faith, it didn't bring faith. It opened the door for patience to be released, or endurance. This, I'll never change, I'm the same on the same as Jesus is the same. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to believe God in this. I don't care what the trouble is. I don't care what the problem that's come up against me. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, if any of you lack wisdom. Now, the wisdom he's talking about here is, and this happens when you get into this, into a high pressure, testing, temptation. You fall into a temptation here that you, man, wonder where this came from. The wisdom you need is about this area of temptation and testing and trouble and trial. How do I get out of this thing? How should I pray about this? I don't know what to do. It looks like everywhere I turn, I'm turning up a blind alley. I'm in an area here spiritually I've never been in before. I don't know what to do about that. All right. He said, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith without wavering. For he said, he that wavers is like somebody tossed to and fro out in the sea. And he said, don't let that man think he'll ever receive anything from the Lord. In other words, you're not going to get the wisdom from God in this thing if you're going to God and say, oh, I just don't know why this come on me. Oh, God. See, there's no faith in that. Now, I've had and am right in the middle of a situation right now. In my own body, there is a situation. And when I went into the prayer of faith about it and prayed it, and I'm standing on God's word concerning it, and there would be a few days of results, and it get messed up somewhere or another. And so, just a few days ago, I went before God and prayed, and I said, now, I know you can't be missing it. I know there's nothing wrong with you, God. I know this thing belongs to me. I know faith belongs to me. I know results in this particular thing belongs to me. And it's not you holding out on me. It's, you know, you can't miss it, God. It's me that's missing it. Where am I missing it here? I turned to that scripture that I just read to you. I said, it says right here, let him ask of God who giveth liberally his wisdom to all men and upbraideth not. In other words, my faults, wherever I'm missing it here, is not going to keep me from getting God's wisdom concerning it. Boy, isn't that good news. I've prayed about situations in the family. It looked like there's going to be any change in it. I said, Lord, there's something wrong here. There's lots of pressure, lots of trouble here about this. Looks like I'm just running up blind alleys spiritually, getting no results at all. And I'm tired of running up this blind alley. I know you can't miss it. I'm missing it. If anything wrong, it's me. I want to know what's wrong here. Do you know the Bible said my people perish for a lack of knowledge? So, lack of spiritual knowledge, lack of knowledge of how to handle a situation spiritually. There's no situation that hell can come up with that God's Word doesn't cover, that you're not redeemed from, and that you ought to be delivered from, praise God. Amen. Because it belongs to you. Jesus provided it by going to the cross and being raised from the dead. Now, I said, I believe I received that wisdom. And every morning when I get up, I say, I just want to praise you and thank you. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to let that trouble overcome me. I'm not moved by what I see or what I feel. Thank God I've prayed about it, and I believe I receive your wisdom. And I have an ear to you all day long today about wisdom, about that situation. Oh, I want to thank you, Lord, and praise you that I have your wisdom about such and such situation. I just want to praise you and thank you. And there's been times that I have walked away from what things that look like you don't have any business leaving town. Man, can't you see that's all just going to go to hell in a handbasket if you don't stay around here and worry about it? I didn't know what to do about it. So I rolled the care of it over on God and went on to a meeting, went on to church, and got in there where people preaching the word. And I'm telling you, whoever's doing the preaching to refer to something and say, well, I don't know how come I got, you know, over there on that Elisha, but it, and I thought, boy, I do. That's the answer I've been looking for. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! God would show me where I was missing it. I'd let something slip. I'd let a revelation slip. I hadn't thought of that. I wasn't getting hold of it. Something I'm doing out of line, wrong, someplace where I'm not walking by faith, but I thought I was. Correct it, and here it goes to straighten it out. Now notice what it says. It says, is any among you under pressure, tempted, tested, or tried, or afflicted? Let him pray. Quit running around all over town trying to get everybody else to pray. Spend time in the Word before God, praying and worshiping and praising Him, and expect Him to reveal to you how to walk free of that problem. Let Him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Sing psalms before the Lord. Worship Him and praise Him and bless Him. That's a form of prayer. We've talked about thanksgiving and praise already. And you remember it said that the enemy will be stopped and stilled and that he'll fall back in the presence of God when we begin to praise and worship God. Then, now listen to this. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now there's two or three things I want to bring out here, and then we're going to talk about the prayer of faith. You don't have to have someone else to pray the prayer of faith for you. Now, let me point out two or three things here about this. It works both ways, but it doesn't have to be someone else praying for you. You can pray the prayer of faith for yourself and should. Now, if you'll do a little studying here in the Greek text, get your concordance or something where you can look up the words. One fine book that I use to study all the time is W.E. Vines, V-I-N-E-S. Expository Dictionary, New Testament words, and you look up those words and what's behind the translation of them. So very interesting. Is there any sick? The Greek text implies, is there anybody among you that is too sick to pray for himself? Now this indicates several different things. One, it indicates that sickness and disease has gotten out of hand where that particular individual is concerned. Number two, it indicates that, and if you read the rest of this, you can tell that it's talking about someone that is a spiritual baby and is in their faith and so forth are still relatively carnal and they need someone else to pray. Now, how can we tell that this person is in a spiritual babyhood kind of state there? And there's not anything wrong with that. The shame in that's just staying there forever. Now, how can you tell? Well, for one thing, having oil poured on you in a situation like that, there's not any healing in that oil. It is something, however, that God has provided to affect the physical senses. I've been anointed of oil and thank God been healed that way. And it's just wonderful to have somebody pour that oil on you and you just feel that oil running down all over your face and all the time the devil's trying to say, you ain't going to be healed, you're still hurting me. He's trying to point out something about your body, but instead you feel that oil running down on you and oh, you hear the elders praying those prayers of faith and encouragement and power. First thing you know, you're in there with them, brother, and I mean, you know, you're coming alive. Another thing here, you notice that if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Notice that there's still sin here that hadn't been dealt with. Strong possibility that person doesn't know how to repent. A lot of people do a lot of repenting but never receive forgiveness. Not that the forgiveness isn't that. They just don't ever receive it. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. People a lot of times spend their entire prayer life begging forgiveness when rather than praying for other things. Oh, I'm just sorry. I'm just so unworthy. I'm just so good. Oh, why don't you turn to the Word of God and say He's faithful and just to forgive you when you confess that sin. Settle that. Nail it down. Get it out of the way and go on for results and change this situation and drive the devil and all of his junk out of there. Now, prayer of faith shall save the sick. Mark 11, 22 through 25. Have the faith of God, or this is the way the faith of God works. Whosoever shall say unto that mountain, now this is talking about praying the prayer of faith for yourself. Or if you're an elder, it's the prayer you're going to pray over this person. Now I want to point out the fact too that it says let him call for the elders. It didn't say have your wife to do it. There's a whole lot of the time, there's been times when I saw that and I qualified, brother. I mean, I was so sick, I didn't think I could pray for myself. And I said, Gloria, call the elders, call somebody to pray. No, she said, it says, let him call for the elders of the church. Oh, come on, woman. I can't. Yeah, she said, it said, let him call. Bless God, and set the telephone over there. And I said, oh, Jesus, I believe I can do it. And before I got the phone picked up as well, acting on the Word, acting on the Word of God. There's been other times I've walked in somebody's sick room and this poor fellow couldn't move, brother. And he looked up and said, oh, God, thank God, Brother Copeland. Get after it, boy. Get after it. Go to praying. And I prayed and poured that oil on that fella, and he couldn't even move. But I said, now listen, the Word of God says a prayer of faith shall save the sick. It didn't say there's a good strong chance it might. It said it shall. Well, as soon as it does, I'll get up. Well, no, that's not the prayer of faith. But I got into a flu epidemic one time. Nearly everybody in that church had the flu. And we went, the pastor and I went from one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, laid hands on them and anointed them with oil. And I mean every one of them but one. One old boy reached up and caught hold of that sheet. And I'm telling you, I thought I was going to have to pick his hand up to get the sheet off. He was weak. He's absolutely weak. He couldn't move. And he still got that. And he just started struggling with the sheet. Oh, and he finally got the sheet off. And he started, this poor fellow was, I'm wanting to help, you know. But he's acting by faith. We prayed the prayer of faith. And he got this second foot out, and when it hit the floor, I mean to tell you, it looked like somebody, if you've ever worked cattle or anything, ever seen one of those cattle prods? When you get an old bull or something, won't go up in that trailer, or it won't go down in the chute there or something. Or maybe you're running through a dipping vat, and they won't go down in there, and you got that thing, and boy, I want you to know. Yeah, oh boy, I mean, he gets on with it. This fella looked like I stuck him with a Holy Ghost prod of some kind. Man, his foot hit the floor. Hallelujah, he said, and just went to dancing around the room and shouting the things of God. Hallelujah. One person wouldn't do it. No, he said, I ain't doing that. When God heals me, then I'll get a... I tell you, that poor guy like died. He missed the whole meeting. We was there 3 weeks in that church. He missed the whole thing. Just kept getting sicker and sicker. I don't know why God don't heal me. Well, the Word says right there, pray the prayer of faith. That ain't the prayer of faith. That's the prayer of God don't ever heal me. Well, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Mark 11, 23. And shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And then he said, and if you have aught against any, when you stand praying, believe that you receive. I got the two verses crossed. I got my mind on one and started quoting another. Verse 24, therefore whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any that your heavenly Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now see, that follows right down the line with this about the sin being forgiven and the prayer of faith. Speak to that mountain and command it to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And then he said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. He refers to speaking to that mountain as being just as much prayer as asking God for something in the name of Jesus. As the elder stands over that person saying, sickness and disease I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Prayer of faith. God, I believe I receive it. Therefore it is done. Now, pray that for yourself. Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I hope to be healed, but faith, hope says, I hope to be healed someday. Faith says, yeah, and it is done now. That's what faith says. The prayer of faith, then, is the prayer that is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith goes to the Word of God. Faith finds the answer. And faith declares that it is done now, and I'll never change nor waver in the name of Jesus. In the prayer of faith for yourself, or as an elder anointing with oil on someone that's called for the prayer of faith, say it. Believe it, or believe the Word of God that's been put into your mouth, and you say it out your mouth, and faith comes. Faith comes as you call things that be not as though they were. Receive it, or in other words, see yourself with it. See it on the inside. Somebody says, that sounds like that visualizing stuff. No, that visualizing stuff sounds like this. This is the truth that counterfeit was made out of. You have an inner image on the inside. You can't have that. I mean, you can't live without it, brother. If I said table, you don't think T-A-B-L-E, you think table. If I said dog, you don't think D-O-G. There's a picture on the inside of you. Words paint pictures. I said dog, big black dog, big black ugly dog. Now I say your dog. If you have the dog, the picture changed unless you got a big black ugly dog. I mean, see what I mean by that? There is an inner image in there. So you take God's word of deliverance. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. I begin to call you saved. I begin to call you raised up. I don't care what you look like. I call you raised up. I begin to call myself that way. I begin to see myself with it. I begin to see myself. I begin to praise God that I'm free. Don't make no difference how I feel about it. What do feelings have to do with it anyway? Receive it, see yourself with it, and then act on it. Praise God. James 2:17 said, be a doer of the word. I am a doer. Praise God. I act as though it's already done. I don't care if you call me crazy. It don't make any difference what you call me. I'd rather you'd agree with me and call me by faith in agreement with what I'm believing God here for. But what you say about me is not going to change me. It's what God says about me that changes me. Therein lies the success and the victory of the prayer of faith. Pray it for yourself. Pray it as an elder over those that call you in to pray it. Speak to the mountain. Expect the desired end results. The prayer of faith depends completely on the Word. It requires no outside evidence, no outside support. It requires nothing from the world of the five physical senses. It depends totally on the eternal value of the eternal Word of the eternal God. Praise God. Amen. The prayer of faith prayed for you by the elders will work, but it won't work without you. And the prayer of faith prayed for you by you will work if you will stand on the Word of the living God instead of how you feel or what you see or what somebody else said about it. Hallelujah to God. Maybe the most exciting thing that any person ever heard is they can walk and live by faith. Father, I pray for this television audience today. We thank you for revelation of your Word. We thank you for the power of the living Almighty God. I pray they be made whole, spirit and soul and body, financially, socially, family, everything. Church, praise God. I pray that your church be the most exciting thing that you've ever had in it.
Whoa, now wait a minute. You ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around. Yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next lesson.